My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, it's Carson Anderson. It is trade deadline day in Major League Baseball, and there's a lot to discuss. Movement last night, Tigers not involved, and we await any moves today. Could go down at any time, and of course, we'll be all over it if and when it happens, monitoring all the different sources and keeping the phone on stun at any time it could buzz, and we could get word that a deal has been done. So stick with us today here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Whoa, and there's, you got the stun phone?
Yep. You gotta think that the Tigers right now, that Scott Harris's phone is burning up as much as anybody's. Yesterday, it was interesting in that deals were made that could impact the market a little bit. And there's some reasons to be encouraged and there's reasons to be concerned as it stands right now. Gator, what is your gut on this trade deadline day? You think we see movement?
Yeah, I think Flaherty gets dealt. I think there's too much interest from too many teams. I mean, he's the prize to get at this point. I don't know if the White Sox are able to move Crochet. And even if they do, Crochet's like limited with innings. So that's a concern that they have. And, you know, they thought they had this great trade piece, and yet they're not really sure they do anymore. And they're frustrated with what's going on with his situation. And I'm not sure if the interest is as hearty because of that innings limitation. But, you know, we've got Jack Flaherty and we've got Tarek Skubal. And I don't suspect that there's going to be the deal for Skubal. The way Baltimore's acted, you can take one of two ways. Either Baltimore wants no part in getting rid of their high-end prospects, or they're doing everything they can to improve their team just a little bit here and there with, you know, feeding the birds a little bit, and then they can make a giant move because they haven't moved any of those prospects yet. They still have them all to move if they have to. My gut tells me Tarek Skubal stays here, and they move Flaherty, to the Orioles. And they'll get they won't get Jackson Holliday, but they might get Kobe Mayo. They might get Connor Norby. They might get one of those guys. I don't think the Tigers would settle for an outfielder that Baltimore has, and they have several. It just seems like, I was doing some math last night, Tigers have a lot of outfielders on their own roster and guys that are young that they want to get a look at. When you start thinking of an outfield that begins with Parker Meadows, Riley Green, and Kerry Carpenter, and then you've got Wenzel Perez and Matt Vierling and, you know, Malloy and others.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
You always look for an upgrade.
Yeah, I don't know if I see anybody outside of Riley Green having superstar potential.
Well, I mean, Kerry Carpenter was better than Riley Green.
Yeah, I don't think he... I think Riley Green will have a better career than Kerry Carpenter.
You just don't like Kerry Carpenter.
No, I don't love him as much as you do. But I at this point, even if he does, I'm not waiting around for Parker Meadows. I'm not waiting around for Wenzel Perez.
I get that. And that's what I'm just saying. It seems like they've got a whole bunch of guys. Like, if you're going to add somebody to the mix, like, let's say Heston Kjerstad is the one that's offered up for Jack Flaherty. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to think of that. If that is that worth it or not? And then, okay, it is. If it is, how much more of an upgrade is over the guys we have? Does it really make sense? And, you know, there's a lot to weigh there. And there's going to be some hard decisions that this team's going to have to make moving forward just because they have a lot of guys at different positions. Even second base right now seems like in the future, this is going to be a dogfight for who's going to be there. If Hal Yulee continues to progress, I mean, he's a double A and he's killing it at double A. You know, if he breezes through triple A, does the same thing. You got Chase Young there. You've got Colt Keith playing there now. You know, they got a bunch of guys. If you traded Connor Norby, he's a second baseman. Like, wow, what's...
You know what it is, though? It's hoarding assets, mm-hmm, and playing the percentage that enough of these guys are going to hit.
Yeah.
I don't think I stop hoarding assets at a position because I've got guys that might hit. I just keep collecting and collecting and collecting. And
I'm just bringing it up. I'm not saying I wouldn't either. And I think you're right. You hoard as many assets as you can, and then maybe you deal from positions of strength. Oh, I've got five outfielders. Fine. I'll deal one or two and get a pitcher that I need.
All right, so as it stands right now, again, no trades for the Tigers yet. Deadline's at 6 o'clock. The Tigers could move multiple commodities today. It's not just the pitchers. Mark Canha could get moved. G. Urshela could get moved. Heck, bullpen arms could get moved. Obviously, the for sale sign features Tarek Skubal and Jack Flaherty. And that movement Monday could impact the market. Milwaukee, who was rumored to be talking to Detroit about Jack Flaherty, was reported that they were. They got a starting pitcher. And Frankie Montas from the Reds, he's not having a great year. I don't know if that excludes them from moving on Flaherty. The Astros probably are done, though. They got a starting pitcher in Yusei Kikuchi, and they sent back what is considered quite the haul of prospects. Their number three prospect, the starting pitcher, Jake Blas. They've got a guy who has been called up. He was their number five prospect in Joey Liperfido, a power-hitting outfielder, and then Will Wagner, an infielder, number 19 prospect. Seems like a good return for a pitcher who had an ERA over 4, but has had some success. Flaherty, and this is where I get sketchy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why hasn't Flaherty been moved? There's a variety of reasons it's possible. When you get into the paranoia, I get scared. You want your GM to ask for the most you can possibly and get the most you can possibly get. Is it possible he's asking for too much? Is it possible that that's why the Astros moved on? Because this package of players that the Astros gave up to get Kikuchi feels like it would be a Flaherty-type return.
Well, what'd they get again? What were the
ranked prospects? They got Jake Bloss, their number three prospect. They got a kid that's been called up who is a power-hitting outfielder that was their number five prospect. They got two of the Astros' top 10 prospects, and they got another guy at number 19. I don't know anything about him other than the numbers of where they're rated. But if you're to tell me that Flaherty gets moved for three top 20 prospects, including two in some teams top five, I would think that was a reasonable return. And most of what I read about it is, wow, the Astros gave up a lot.
Yeah, it seemed like that's what I read as well. But it was one top 100 prospect in all of baseball. I'm not sure if Bloss was there or not, but it's. Can I expect something better? Yeah, I do expect something better from the Tigers. And I think you look at the teams that are still looking for that pitching. There's still a bunch of teams, and if the Tigers have the best of the best, then yeah, you should hold out for it. Scott Harris saw the offer from Houston. He's like, that's nice, but it's not quite what we're looking for.
I mean, maybe Houston liked Kikuchi better than they liked Flaherty. The numbers wouldn't support that, but maybe they did, and maybe they didn't want Flaherty for that asking price. But so the other part of this, the other side of this is, wow, the prices are high, and they're going to score really well for Flaherty. They're going to really get a return on Flaherty.
Well, there is that as well. I think that they will, because I think you've got like Baltimore, the Dodgers, the Brewers and the Yankees all seem to be jockeying for a top starter.
And San Diego, Atlanta, Cleveland.
Yeah, those are the more teams, right? Yep. So even if you do include, let's include Crochet in the mix. Did you got Crochet and who? It's Crochet and Flaherty. So all these teams still looking for it. So they're going to get a deal from somebody. Someone's going to outbid somebody else. At some point today, Scott Harris is going to inform those teams, I need your best and final offer today by 3:00. And the teams will decide, okay, here's my best and final. And then they get to look at all and say, this is what's best for the team, and they'll move forward. To me, my gut tells me it's going to be Baltimore. I think Baltimore's getting up. All they're going to have to do is part with one of their top guys.
It doesn't scare you at all that they did it last year, you think, Gator, and they don't want to go back to this?
I think last year is so different because of the pitcher that you were dealing with. You had a guy who was, just a weird situation with Eduardo Rodriguez all around with his tenure with the Tigers and all the time he missed the year before.
I'm talking about Flaherty going back to the Orioles.
I don't think that has anything to do with it because it is a different situation. Jack Flaherty was a below average pitcher last year when he was traded. It's not like they gave him huge assets to get him and then he was god awful with the Orioles. This year, Jack Flaherty's one of the better pitchers in baseball.
It's such a weird situation. It may just work. But it's incredibly unusual for a team to trade for the same player at the trade deadline.
Didn't it just happen? It just happened yesterday. I forget who the player was, but
I didn't see that.
I saw a trade that went down. I thought that somebody had just traded for last year too.
I'm a little worried. I hope you guys are right about Flaherty, because did you see Ben Verlander what he tweeted last night?
No.
He worked. Justin Verlander's younger brother, of course, but he works for Fox Sports as an MLB analyst. He tweeted last night, the Astros first checked in with the Tigers and pivoted when the asking price was too high, apparently.
Yep.
Tigers, this could have been you. And everyone's saying, praising, you know, the Blue Jays for what they got.
Yeah, and it's like Flaherty's better than Kikuchi, but man, that started to float around the back of my mind is that Scott Harris is trying to hit a home run when the double or triple will be fine, but you don't want to undersell either. So it's threading the needle. It's finding that sweet spot.
Well, it depends what you want in return. I mean, the Astros' best player they gave up was a pitcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the Tigers wanted, or the Tigers, they're targeting something else? We need to get somebody on the left side of the infield. We need a corner infielder. We need a shortstop.
That could be it. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback. We got a Twitter poll out there that you can go vote on right now. Check it out. We'll get to that coming up today at 10:24. Tell you what it is, but go participate, and we'll read some of the comments on that thread.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.